readings from two different books. So we're going to start with 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 10 to 14. According to the grace of God given to me, like a skilled master builder, I have laid a foundation, and someone else is building on it. Each builder must choose with care how to build on it. For no one can lay any foundation other than the one that has been laid. That foundation is Jesus Christ. Now, if anyone builds on the foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, the work of each builder will become visible. For the day will disclose it, because it will be revealed with fire, and the fire will test what sort of work each has done. If what has been built on the foundation survives, the builder will receive a reward. The second reading is from Psalm 127. Unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. Unless the Lord guards the city, the guard keeps watch in vain. It is in vain that you rise up early and go late to rest, eating the bread of anxious toil, for he gives sleep to his beloved. Sons are needed, are indeed a heritage from the Lord, the fruit of the womb a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior are the sons of one's youth. Happy is the man who has his quiver full of them. He shall not be put to shame when he speaks with his enemies in the gate. This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you. So this morning I had just a brief charge. Not a full-on sermon if you're worried and hungry and ready to go to the brunch. But I believe this morning that the Lord wants to speak to us, especially to graduates, fathers, spiritual fathers. It's very quick and simple, and hopefully it will orient us in the right direction, like a good compass. When you're out hiking, you need a good compass to know where true north is. What's the right direction we should be going in? Especially when you're, you know, a graduate and you're trying to think, what do I do with my life? Which direction should I go? What should I do? And all these choices. What does true north look like? So I'll quote a bunch of scripture, since today it is about impressing upon our children the importance of the Word of God. But let me make these three points very clear from these two texts that we had. One from Psalm 127, which I'll work through briefly, and 1 Corinthians 3. These three things. One, make Jesus the center. Number two, build out of what lasts. And number three, leave a legacy. And this is what building for the generations looks like. Number one, make Jesus the center. So in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 11, it says, "For no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ. There is no other firm foundation. If anyone builds on this foundation using gold, silver, costly stones, wood, hay, or straw," it says building on this foundation. There are a lot of us that maybe we originally put Jesus first, but then we go to this Jesus foundation, but we build all this other stuff on top of it that we think is Jesus, and it's not. Amen? So if it's gold, silver, costly stones, wood, hay, or straw, all these things will not last. Your work will be shown for what it is, it says in verse 13, because the day will bring it to light. It becomes pretty obvious, doesn't it, when somebody's truly working for the Lord and through the Lord and in the Lord out of a heart of gratitude and a heart of love, a heart of mercy, a heart of grace. It looks like Jesus. It smells like Jesus. It tastes like Jesus. You can just see it, right? Jesus is the Word. He's the chief cornerstone that the builders rejected. He's the Almighty, the Savior, the Healer, the Compassionate One. He is hope. He is grace for every generation. His mercies are new every morning. His mercies are new for you this morning. He has never failed. He is Lord. He is King. He is the Messiah. He is patient. He's long-suffering. Yet he's conqueror of death. He rose victor over all, and he is coming again. So make Jesus the center. In Colossians chapter 1, he says, "The Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation, for in him all things were created, things in heaven, things on earth, things that are visible and things that are invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all these things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together." Jesus is the center. We need to build, number two, build out of what lasts. In Psalm 127:1, unless the Lord builds the house, the laborers, they build in vain. Unless the Lord builds the house. So this thing that we build on Christ, it's actually done by him through us, because the Holy Spirit lives within us. And you know the famous passage out of Matthew chapter 7. "Build your house upon the rock," it says. "Build your house upon the rock. Everyone then who hears these words of mine," Jesus says, "and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock." A wise man. "The rain will fall." How many of you guys know the rain falls? "The floods, they will come. Trials will come. The winds are gonna blow. They will beat on that house." Some of you know this too well. What it's like to go through suffering and trial. It will come. Jesus said it would come. But he says, "The winds blew and beat on the house, but it did not fall, because it had been founded upon the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on" what? "On the sand. Because the rain fell and the floods came and the winds blew and beat against that house." And what? "It fell. And great was its fall." We can start out really well, but if we build in vain, it will fall. So we need to end well. We need to start well, but we also need to end well. Leave a legacy. So in Psalm 127, 3-5, you heard this morning, "Children are a heritage from the Lord, offspring a reward for him. Like arrows in the hands of a warrior are children born in one's youth. Blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them. They will not be put to shame when they contend with their opponents in the court." You will contend with opponents in the court, graduates. You will find yourself in discussions about what is truth. What is this all about? People are going to press against you when you put Jesus first. I promise you. You will find pressure against you for being one who stands for Christ. If they persecuted him, they will persecute you. That was actually what we talked about on Friday night. Thank you, Robin, for that sermon on Friday. We will face trial and tribulation, and we will face persecution. But if you train a child in the way he should go, he or she, when they are old, they will not depart from it. The word never comes back void. When you sow seeds of faith and joy, the fruit of the Spirit, it plants and it grows. Even if it's slow, even if your child walks away for a while, it will never come back void. God is doing something in them, whether they like it or not. Proverbs 3:3-6. So when I was in middle school, I memorized this. "Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart, and you will win favor in the sight of God and man." That's the first part. You will win favor actually in the sight of God and people. If you let love and faithfulness never leave you, graduates. Write them on the tablet of your heart, so it's always there. And then the second half says, "Trust in the Lord with all of your heart, and lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, centrally, most importantly, he's the big thing, the big idea. Trust in him and you will not be put to shame. Your path will be made straight. In Psalm 119:11 says, your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against God. That's why we want to memorize as much of that scripture as we can. There is no better legacy to leave than the fear of the Lord, because as Proverbs says, it's the beginning of wisdom. So we make Jesus the center. We're going to build out of what lasts. And that's how we're going to leave a legacy. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this short but powerful word, Lord, a challenge to us to live holy lives, to live lives that are focused on you, that the central beat of our heart is Jesus, and that we're going to lay a foundation on that rock. We're going to build our house upon that rock, that foundation, and our house is not going to be made in vain. We're going to build with things that last. Where thieves and robbers, they can't steal, break in and steal, or take what is ours, because it's built with things that are heavenly. Love and faithfulness. Heavenly things. They can't be stolen or broken, shattered or ruined. They last for eternity. And Lord, you remember those things and you reward us for those things. And so, Lord, I pray that our hearts would turn this morning to you, fully ready to build a legacy that will last. Lord, we pray blessing upon fathers and spiritual fathers, mentors. We pray blessing upon graduates, Lord, of grade 5 to grade 20. Lord, we pray for mercy and grace that, Lord, paths would be struck that will be straight. And by people who will be hard after you, following hard after you. A city on a hill that cannot be hidden. Amen.